आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 19 नवंबर 2nd 2006।
हाय एवरीवन, वी आर बैक। हर हफ्ते की तरह आवाज अनजाने की एक नई एपिसोड लेके हम आ गए आपके पास। मैं दिया
और मैं देव, आप सबको हमारा नमस्कार।
एंड लाइक ऑलवेज इन दिस पॉडकास्ट, द स्पॉटलाइट इज ऑन न्यू टैलेंट्स, फ्रेश वॉइसेस दैट यू कैंट रेजिस्ट हियरिंग। Previous episodes have featured many such talented singers and composers. Today, we bring to you personalities whose versatile talents blew us away.
Meet Vishwesh, software engineer, composer, singer, actor, and many, many other such talents hidden up his sleeve.
I'm a software engineer working in Memphis, Tennessee since last 6 years. And of course, more than that, I'm into different fields like music, then acting, cartooning, directing, and different things pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And have you always been like this?
Yeah. It's been since my childhood, actually. I was probably 4 years old when I first received my prize in the singing competition. And of course, I had great influence from my sisters, and they both used to sing and dance. And my parents were of extraordinary support. And my mom used to teach me and prepare me for different singing competitions. And this happened till I started formally learning Carnatic classical music. And then I was not serious at that time. And in fact, whenever it used to rain, I used to be happy because my music teacher would keep coming to our place, and so I could, just go out and play. So yeah, this was when I was probably 10 years old or something.
And subsequently, did you also get trained in Hindustani classical?
Yeah, gradually, after learning for a few years, then my interest developed into Hindustani classical music, where I learned under the famous renowned musician Pandit Parmeshwar Hegde in Bangalore.
Mm-hmm.
And even before that, I was into Hindustani classic. I mean, I was doing some experimentation in Hindustani, and then we did a lot of jugalbandis in Carnatic music and Hindustani music. This was during our college days. Then we used to do fusion music, blending Indian music with the Western. And then we gave a lot of performances in All India Radio and also in different cities. I mean, all this when I was doing my engineering days.
When I first spoke to Vishwesh, we talked about his music albums, and I did not know some of the other talents like acting or mimicry. I asked him to sing for Awaaz Anjaane a Hindi song. And what I received in the email was...
I remember you came running and you said, you've got to listen to what Vishwesh just sent.
Film music has evolved a lot in several decades since it started. Now I'm going to pick the styles of some of the prominent singers and composers and then highlight how music has significantly changed from time to time. 12 years back, when I first did this in my engineering days, Bazi Girl was a super hit song that was sung by Alka Yagnik and Kumar Sanu, and the music given by Anu Malik.
बाजीगर में बाजीगर दिल वालों का मैं दिल भर.
Now, time for flashback. Let's go to the 1930s and 40s, the time of K.L. Saigal. Let's see how the same song sounds.
Mera dil tha kela, mera dil tha kela. Tune khele sa kela, tune khele sa kela. Tere yaad mein jaagi raat bhar, tere yaad mein jaagi raat bhar. Baazigar, baazigar, tu hai bada jaadugar. Baazigar, baazigar, tu hai bada jaadugar.
Well, during that time, the female singers were Shamshad Begum, Rajkumari, and others. In 1950s, Mukesh entered the scene.
Mera dil tha akela, tune aisa khel khela. Teri yaad mein jaagi raat bhar. Baazigar, o baazigar. Dil deke dil diya hai, sauda pyar ka kiya.
Opinayar's rhythm and style was quite different from others. Let's listen to one of the typical duets of Mohammad Rafi and Geeta Dutt.
बाज़ जीता दिल हार कर बाज़ीगर मैं बाज़ीगर.
I simply loved S.D. Barman's voice and style. A great composer who has given us number of hits.
बाज़ीगर ओ बाज़ीगर Yeah.
Let's go to 70s. Here, music drastically changed after the arrival of Kishore Kumar. मेरा दिल था अकेला तूने खेल ऐसा खेला तेरी याद में जागी मैं रात भर ओ दिल लेके दिल दिया है सौदा प्यार का किया है दिल की बाजी जीता दिल हार कर वो बाजीगर हाँ मेरा दिल था अकेला तूने खेल ऐसा खेला तेरी याद में जागी मैं रात भर ओ दिल लेके दिल दिया है सौदा प्यार का किया है दिल की बाजी जीता दिल हार कर वो बाजीगर टुडले ओडले ओडले टुडले ओडले ओडले टुडले ओडले लाइक एस डी बर्मन आर डी बर्मन वॉज ऑल्सो अ ग्रेट कंपोजर एंड विथ अ यूनिक सिंगिंग एबिलिटी टू After film music, let's go to the classical music round. Pandit Bhimsen Joshi in Hindustani musical style.
जादूगर बाजीगर ओ बाजीगर तू है बड़ा जादूगर बाजीगर ओ बाजीगर मेरा दिल था अकेला तूने ऐसा खेल खेला मेरा दिल था अकेला तूने ऐसा खेल खेला तेरी याद
Next, Dr. Balamuruli Krishna in Carnatic classical style. Lastly, I would like to cover the rap style by Baba Sehgal. We now travel from the world of KL Sehgal to the Baba Sehgal, with different musical styles and how music has evolved.
Baazigar, oh baazigar, tu hai bada jaadugar. Baazigar, oh baazigar, tu hai bada jaadugar.
Mera dil ta khela tune khela aisa khela khela teri yaad mein main jaagi raat bhar. Dil leke dil diya hai sauda pyar ka kiya hai dil ki baz jeeta dil haar kar.
Baazigar, oh baazigar.
I tell you, that was really funny. And he took a lot of effort for Awaaz Anjaane.
And this was very, very creative. Did you hear where he attempted the Pandit Bhimsen Joshi style?
That was amazing.
He's really something. Now, Vishwesh came to US on work. And he was looking for a tabla player to get started. And where did he find, after about 3 months of looking for a tabla player? He found someone in his apartment complex itself. And so then he also found a senior person who could play the harmonium. And so back he went to creating his music, forming a group, and then releasing an album.
So in our first music album, Gama Gama, that was mm-hmm. in Dutch and Canada, mm-hmm. it's an experimental album. We have an interesting fusion music of ours as well as an American singer. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of Canada and English. Mm-hmm. And even that the singer, he did a wonderful job. And this is how our thing continued.
Now, Gama Gama, was it produced entirely in your home studio that you have built for yourself? Or what's the story behind this?
Okay. Like I just mentioned earlier, we started to do something different in the Canada musical field. So after buying a keyboard for $1,500, we did a lot of research, and then finally we built our own recording studio. It almost took I'm sure 6 to 8 months. And the interesting part was after buying $1,500 keyboard, mm-hmm. We didn't know what to do because both of us are not keyboard players.
You noticed how Vishwesh said both of us did not play the keyboard? He was referring to his wife and partner in music, Ashwini.
My family is very much involved in classical music. And my grandfather was a music teacher. And my father himself plays many musical instruments like harmonium, veena, bulbul tarang, such instruments. And he sings too. I started learning music at a very young age, probably 5. Initially, I started with the Carnatic classical vocal. With my interest in music, then my father introduced me to veena. The veena which I play now is his veena. It's 33 years old. My father took me to Srimati Manjula Gopnath. She's a veena player. Mm-hmm. And I was trained under her for more than 13 years. So I passed all those grade exams along with this usual academics.
I know. You are also an engineer, right?
Yeah. My music teacher used to tell, you can do PhD in music rather going for engineering. I participated in different competitions. Actually, my sister is a mridangam player, and we both used to perform like veena also, mm-hmm. In different places in Karnataka.
So you had a musical background all along.
Yeah, I had a strong musical background. Yeah.
Sukhdai bhaj mana, Ram charan
जय चरणन की चरण पादुक जय चरणन की चरण पादुक भरत रहो ली बुलाई जय चरणन की चरण पादुक भरत रहो ली बुलाई सोई चरण तेवट धोई लेने सोई चरण तेवट धोई लेने तब हरि नाम चढ़ाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई
राम चरण राम चरण राम चरण राम चरण सुखदा राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन भज मन भज मन भज मन भज मन
चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई
So Ashwini brought her vocal talents, and in addition to playing the veena, she became the keyboard player of the group. And so now they were on their way to think about making their first album and then going around and performing. So what they did was they named their group Vishwini, a fusion of both their names Vishwesh and Ashwini. But it's not everyday happening that two people with similar interest in music get married.
How we got married is really interesting because actually I was thinking you would ask the question, how did you guys meet each other? because I was going to answer for that as we didn't meet at all. I was here and Ashwini was in India and my parents and her parents knew each other kind of. And I was looking, I mean, no doubt I was looking for somebody who is into music because otherwise nobody could have tolerated me. I had told my parents, I'm just looking for somebody who is into music. So they sent me Ashwini's picture and I said yes. And I spoke to her over phone.
So they actually sent you a picture of Ashwini holding the veena. And you said I
maybe
found
just
her.
Veena. Without Ashwini's picture. So yeah, that was interesting, and veena was an added bonus to our musical equipment. And in fact, we did quite a few fusion on veena and keyboard too.
I enjoyed most of their compositions. Their second album, Resurgence, is a devotional
and,
album.
And you know what? This album actually is very unique in nature. You know, it's got the theme is devotional, but what they did was they picked up songs from different languages. So you have Marathi songs, Kannada songs and Hindi songs and Sanskrit songs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if I had to pick just one song as my favorite, it would be Natha Hare.
Natha Hare, Jagannatha Hare. Natha Hare, Jagannatha Hare. Natha Hare, Jagannatha
Hare. Natha Hare is from the second album, Resurgence. There we have the Sanskrit song, Natha Hare, Natha Hare, Jagannatha Hare. That was actually, it's a composition of the 12th century. It's a unique devotional music, and that's based on Darbari. Mm-hmm. And I typically wanted the album to end with a Darbari, so that when you listen to the whole album, you have the last piece that ends, and that will remain in you for some time.
Natha Hare, Jagannatha Hare. Natha Hare, Jagannatha Hare. Pashyati Dishi Dishi Rahasi Bhavantam. Pashyati deshe deshe rahasi bhavantam twadadara madhura Pashyati deshe deshe rahasi bhavantam Vadadara madhura madhuni pibantam Vadadara madhura madhuni pibantam Natha Hare Jagannatha Hare Natha Hare Jagannatha Hare Natha Hare Jagannatha Hare Jagannatha Hare Jagannatha Hare
हरे जगन्नाथ हरे नाथ हरे जगन्नाथ 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 हरे सीधतिरा नाथ हरे जगन्नाथ हरे नाथ हरे जगन्नाथ हरे जगन्नाथ हरे जगन्नाथ
The way I have added the guitar and the mrudangam that has given a different touch.
Yeah, I really like the way you added the guitar to it. It's very unconventional and yet it's so pleasant to hear.
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, when I first experimented, we have a guitar player, John.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him if he can play for our album. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh man, don't drag me into this because I'm not sure what I'm going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And he's into Western music and asking him to play for Darbari or a different raga, it would be really hard for him.
So, where do you see yourself now that you've produced two albums and although giving live performances and having a large audience in Memphis is really not quite possible, but then you've embraced the internet and you've gone ahead and you've released the album in Bangalore. What was the reception like in Bangalore?
It was fantastic. Actually, we didn't even imagine that we would get so good reviews and so good feedbacks there, because we were there for just 3 weeks and we went there and then had our prints and everything done there. And then we had a couple of interviews and it was just fabulous. And we had even TV performance and in fact, we never expected that in just 3 weeks we could have achieved that much. And so many people attended and they all liked it.
We certainly wish both of them success in their musical endeavors. It's not easy to balance two professions, and one is a software engineer, the other is an electrical engineer, and also pursue this kind of journey in music.
Mm-hmm. And they also have a one-year-old daughter.
Now that makes it very, very tough, but I'm sure their passion about music will keep them moving. But before concluding, we had to explore another of Vishwesh's talents.
So, where's the cartoonist Vishwesh now?
Cartoonist Vishwesh is still in Bangalore. actually, I almost stopped drawing cartoons after coming over here. It's a lame excuse at the time, because you have to, keep updated with the latest political stuff and apart from your regular job and music, it's really hard to involved in all these activities.
Mm-hmm.
But way back in India, when I was working for a software company at the time, I worked for Deccan Herald for almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting, and I used to have a lot of fun. And in fact, I used to have a column, bit of wheat, off track, mm-hmm. here and there.
In fact, if you go to our website, podioindia.com, right there in the show notes, you will see a very funny cartoon that Vishwesh drew for Awaaz Anjane. Well, thank you, Vishwesh and Ashwini, for sharing your music and talking to us. We enjoyed, and we are sure our listeners have also enjoyed your work. That's it for today. Do let us know how you like this show. Email us at yourgeet@gmail.com. or leave us a voice message at 206-203-GEET. We love getting emails and voicemails from you.
Next week, we'll hear some more new talents. And as we announced in the last episode, we'll celebrate the November 16 as Children's Special. So do email your child's performance, like Hindi songs, poetry, jokes, and we will gladly include the submissions. The email is yourgeet@gmail.com. Goodbye from both of us for now. See you next time.